But I do appreciate you, and I appreciate the good move of God. Yeah. Amen. And I hope you continue to pray for us and pray for our ministry and that the God would want us to do. But I got some very familiar scripture again on my heart tonight. I want to read just a few scripture here in the book of Luke chapter 11. Then I do want you to pray for us that God will help us for just a few minutes tonight in the message. We'll try to be brief if we can, yet obey the Lord. But here in Luke chapter 11, begin reading with us in verse 29 of Luke chapter 11. And when the people were gathered thick together, He began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here." You might be seated. I appreciate you standing, reverencing the reading of God's Word. I want you to notice, and I want to take from the page of the Scripture tonight, in this phrase here in verse 29. I simply want to take from it just a few minutes tonight, make a few comments on it, feel God leading our heart. Amen. A lot of people look at us and they judge us right away. A lot of people don't know us and they even judge us. Amen. But they never determine what makes us what we are, or why we say what we say, or why we do what we do. Amen. They just simply make hasty statements and hasty judgment at us. Amen. I'm talking about the people of God. Amen. Every once in a while, they'll pick out individuals personally. I understand that. But I want to look at this phrase here tonight while you pray. In verse 29, "This is an evil generation." That's what Jesus can say concerning those people that were there, concerning the Jewish people there. And they were a people, and look at their desire. They desired a sign. Of course, the sign that He spoke of and they desired was no more than the resurrection. That was what the sign of Jonah was. How He spent the time in the belly of the whale, and how He was delivered up to land. In other words, He was in a place of darkness, and He spent there for the 3 days, but He was resurrected again and again delivered into a midst of life. But keep noticing with us now just for a few minutes, and we're going to say a few other things tonight. They were looking for a visible manifestation of proof that He was who He was. Amen. But the Bible said, "Search the Scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, but these are they which testify of Me." And I found the Word of God to be truth. I found it to be trustworthy. I found it to be completely faithful unto the believers that read it and believe upon it. So He said, "There shall no sign given save it the sign of Jonah." And then He went on to speak of the Queen of the South, how she shall rise up in the generation. Then what grabbed me most of all is verse 32, when He talked about the men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment concerning this generation, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. Amen. I didn't know their left hand from their right hand, but yet they repented at the preaching of Jonah. So I want to preach just for a few minutes tonight, or maybe a little longer, about this evil generation. Amen. I know I've got further to go than any of you have, and I'm not in no hurry. Amen. This is an evil generation. How many would agree with me tonight that we're living in an evil generation? Amen. I don't believe it's ever been paralleled like it's paralleled like it is in today. A generation of people. Somebody said we've lost a generation. No, we ain't lost it yet. It just happens to be a generation that don't know God. And if they don't come to know God, then they'll be a lost generation.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, so I'm not giving up.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not giving up.
Right.
There was a time I did not know God. I knew of Him. I just did not know Him personally. I'm glad I had a personal relationship with Him. Amen. So we're living in an evil generation. An evil generation. And we're living in a generation that does seek after a sign. They want something visible. Amen.
Right. Yes, sir.
I'm glad this thing's a spiritual book, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm glad it takes Amen. Spiritual discernment.
That's right.
Everybody right. don't have it.
Amen.
Most folks don't have it.
You're right, preacher. You're right.
The majority of church people don't have it.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
They still can't discern between good and evil.
You're right.
Right and wrong.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So we're living in this generation.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Now y'all just might as well settle down. I prayed for y'all while you testified and sung. I'm going to preach.
Amen.
Right. Amen. And I've been made this statement. I'm going to preach even if you don't pray.
Amen.
You go to sleep and I'll preach. I may wake yet, but I'll preach.
Amen.
So you see, we're living in an evil generation. We're living in a time when ungodliness is abounding everywhere. There's no holiness. There's no reverence. There's no respect. Amen. Amen. There's no neighborly compassion anymore. Amen. Wickedness has abound. Evil men and seducers have waxed worse and worse. Coldness has moved in. Amen. And the love for family, the love for people, the love for other folk has just simply vanished away.
Go ahead. God help us.
Until there's nobody cares about anybody. Amen.
You're right.
I found that to work in church. I've never seen so much jealousy in all of my life. I've never seen so much envy and animosity and strife.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I never heard that. In all the days of my life, I've never seen it that way.
Right?
On every hand. Just about every church got a little bit of it. And some of them got a whole lot of it. And some of them made up of it. Amen.
Amen.
So it does exist. It does exist.
You're right.
And we shouldn't deny it.
Amen.
Just simply because it exists.
Amen.
Amen. So I want you to look just for a minute and listen to me just for a minute. I want to kind of phrase it up like this. I ran across this a few years back, and began to make note of it and try to look for them, and it's a story concerning two elderly men as they sat and they talked about the differences between their generation and the generation that they had been allowed to see. Amen. I thought, no doubt, it took place during this generation. And it went something like this. Amen. He said, we were born before TV, penicillin, polo shots, and plastic contact lenses. We were born before frozen food, Xerox, and the pill. Amen. Before ballpoint pens, radar, split atom, credit cards, and laser beams. Before pantyhose, dishwashers, air conditioning, electric blankets, and clothes dryers. Before drip dry coffee and instant coffee. And before men walked on the moon. Amen. We got married first and then lived together. Closets were for clothes and not for coming out of.
Amen.
Bunnies were small rabbits and rabbits were not small cars. Having a meaningful relationship meant getting along well with your cousins. Amen. We were brought up before house husbands, computer dating and computer management, before daycare centers and nursing homes. We never heard about radio tape decks. Amen. And artificial hearts and word processors and timeshare meant getting along together. Amen. Not computers and condominiums. Amen. Chip was a piece of wood. Hardware was hardware. In 1940, made in Japan meant junk. Making out meant doing good on your school exam. McDonald's hadn't even been heard of. Amen. In our days, grass was mowed. Coke was a drink. And pot was something to cook in. Age meant helping out in the principal's office. We were not born before the difference in the sexes was discovered, but certainly before the sex changes. Amen. We were made to do with what we had. And were the last generation that was so dumb to think that you needed a husband before you had a baby. Amen.
Right.
I'm telling you, we're living in an evil generation.
Right.
Amen. We're living in an evil generation.
Amen.
Hadn't somebody said the way you preach, preacher, you preach like you stand against about everything. About everything I see is evil. Amen.
Right.
About everything I see is going on.
Amen. Now we're living in a day and time where you don't tell people where you're wrong. You try to wrap them up and comfort them. Amen. I'll tell you what, anybody that's against God and working against God and living in a sinful way against God, amen, they're not made to feel good in church. They're made to feel bad. Amen. You ought to love them, hug their neck, and tell them they're glad they're here, and then preach the gospel to them.
Amen.
I'm going to say something while I'm here. If you live right, they'll be ashamed when they get here anyhow.
You're right. Amen. Amen.
Y'all believe that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I said, if a church will live right and do right and be the right example, amen, they'll feel bad when they get here.
Right.
Why will they feel bad? Because they'll know they're out of place.
Right. Amen.
I witnessed to a fellow one time, and he said, well, I'd come to church, but I don't feel right when I get there. I said, you know what? That's a good sign of, don't you?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It's a good sign you're not right. I feel right at home when I'm at church. I feel right at peace when I'm at church. I feel freedom and liberty when I'm at the house of God. Amen. I mean, I kind of feel like I belong here. I didn't used to feel that way. Amen. I used to hook to that boat and go about 5 miles out of my way on Sunday morning to keep from going by the church and the community because I was ashamed some of them would see me. Amen. And know where I've been going. And words might get back to daddy. Amen.
Heaven.
Yeah. Great. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We're living in an evil generation.
Amen.
They'll write words on your church house now.
You're right.
We've had to put doors on the lock, had to install security systems, keep them from stealing. Amen. The things that we use to bless God and glorify God with. We're living in an evil generation.
Yes.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Turn tailspins in the parking lot.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
A lot of here.
Destroy the facilities.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Have no fear anymore.
Right. Amen.
And we're living in a generation that tells people God's not a God to fear, but that's contrary to this Bible.
Right.
This Bible says to fear God.
Amen.
He told me and you at the past the time of our sojourning here in fear. Amen.
Amen.
Now, y'all, let's don't get too tense on me tonight. Amen. I'll be through here by about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I'm going to preach on Alabama time tonight. Amen. Amen. Hey, so you agree, this is an evil generation.
That's right.
This is an evil generation. So what are we going to do, preacher, to reach this evil generation? Well, I'm just going to pick up where I left off last night. That's all right, amen. It seemed it didn't go over too good last night, but it seemed like it went over pretty good tonight.
Right.
Amen, from the testimony that I heard. And so I just want to back up just for a little bit tonight. Amen, the first thing you do to win this generation is never compromise with them, amen.
Right.
You
amen.
Give to them what they need, and what they need it is the truth. Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
What they need is the truth.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, they still need the church of the living God to be alive in this generation.
Amen.
It's not outdated.
Amen.
It's not out of style. Amen.
Right.
It's just not popular anymore.
Right.
It's
Amen.
Just not accepted much anymore.
Right.
It's just like Brother C.L. said. I'm going to say this. When I joined the church, I joined the church.
Amen.
I didn't expect the church to join me.
Amen.
Amen. It was an honor for me to be in the church.
Amen.
And I'm talking about the local church now.
Yes.
I'll get on the body of Christ in a minute.
Amen.
It was an honor. Amen.
Yes.
It was an honor.
Yes.
It was an honor. It was an honor. It was an honor. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And now they'll walk down the aisle and want to join your church. Amen. Stick out their chest. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. No humbleness.
Right.
Haven't got the right attitude.
You're right.
You're right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
You're right. Amen.
Like they're doing you a favor.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And then they'll leave and tip their hat. Amen. And say, I'm glad y'all got to see me here.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll preach here in a minute. I got a middle a little while, 4 days. So what do we need today to reach this generation? What do we need to reach this generation? I still believe, Brother C.L. Powers, that there's people looking for something to feel that God-shaped vacuum in their heart.
Amen.
I still believe they're after it. I still believe they're looking for them. I still we have some that's looking for them. Amen. And brother, when they get together, you let God do the rest of it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We chat about everything else.
Yes,
Now, I want to say this, and I want to go back just for a little while, and I'm going to have to preach a little bit now. Amen. Y'all think about what you want to. Y'all thought about me here the other night when I didn't preach none. Amen. So if y'all think about me tonight, what you want to, it don't make no difference anyway. But I want to go back. You know, everybody's looking at this church and that church, and there's about 900 different kinds that they call churches.
Right. You're right.
Some of them may be. Probably some of them's not. I don't know. I won't talk about them because I don't know. But I know the one I'm in.
Right.
And they got different names and different tags and all of that. Amen. But I want to tell you what, if it's a church of the body of Christ, they don't have different methods.
Amen.
Hang on now.
Amen.
They don't have different methods.
Right.
They don't have different books.
Amen.
So you see, that's where we're at. This is an evil generation. And this generation, amen, wouldn't accept Christ. This generation won't accept us. Amen. Because it knows us not. Now, when they become to know who we really are, the only way they can do that is to know Jesus. And when they do that, they'll fall in love with you.
You're right. Amen.
They'll fall in love with you.
Amen.
They'll fall in love with you.
That's right.
I've had people come to me and said, I didn't understand for a long time why you preach how you preach. Didn't understand why I preached what I preached. Amen. Until they fell in love with who I was preaching about.
All right. That's right.
Amen. Now, we've tried games and gimmicks.
Amen.
Amen. We've tried tricks and treats.
God help us.
We've had girly shows and muscle displays.
God help us.
Amen.
You're right.
We've rewritten the Bible and never read it to start with.
God bless you, preacher. Amen.
Because if they'd have read it, they'd have never rewritten it. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Why do you say that? Because one of the lights wanted in this Word of God. Amen. It's take neither from it nor add to it.
Amen.
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 Well, it'll fit in a minute.
Yeah.
This is an evil generation. So, what are we doing to reach this generation? First of all, I believe we ought to go back to the Bible and look at the pattern and see how God birthed the church, see what the church was, see how He ordained the church, and you'll find that in the book of Acts. Amen? And in the book of Acts, thank God, He ordained her, He birthed her, He brought her in, and the first thing they done was stood up and preached the crucified Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Their central message was Jesus Christ. I had somebody send me a tape here a while back, and they said, I want you to hear my pastor preach, and they mailed me a tape, amen. From the time he read his text, he never mentioned a biblical word from that point on. He told tales, fables, this, that, and the other. That ain't preaching.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Yes, amen. I've heard others repetitiously preach a 15-minute message four times while they run back down home and tell them they preached the air.
Yeah. Bless you, preacher. God,
that ain't preaching.
No, it's
amen.
Not.
Amen.
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 Amen, brother.
Right.
That's right.
Amen. Well, I didn't mean to scare you to start with. Amen. Somebody said, you're going to kill the meeting. No, y'all's meeting stopped a while ago. I'm just getting my part of it now. Amen. Amen. And we tried just a little bit of everything. Amen. On all the things from the puppet shows. Amen.
You're right.
Amen. Got the puppets and the Muppets. Amen.
Yeah.
And here the other day, I pulled up, Connie. Amen. Hung over there at the grocery store. And I seen a big sign down yonder. Amen. With a big church name on it. Amen. And what it said was, welcome, we're going to have a magic act.
Bless you, preacher. God help. God help.
Going to have a magic act.
God help.
Well, I wonder if they've never read their Bible.
Amen. Amen.
Magic act. Set up a display of witchcraft in the church.
God help us. God help us. Right?
Yeah.
Amen.
And then somebody say, well now, preacher, them folks is doing a good work. No, if they were doing a good work, they wouldn't be doing that kind of work.
Right.
You just mark her down. You just write me off if you want to. Amen.
Right.
You know what I do? And I'm going to give you young preachers a little bit of warning. Of course, you're done in here, and that's fine. But I'm going to give you a little one. When somebody comes and asks you to come back to their church, the first thing you do is sit down and give them a list of don't do's.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
How about you, preacher?
Somebody said they won't have me. You don't need them.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And if they won't have them, they don't need you.
You're right.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, you're awful plain blunt. Well, I found out it works. I found out it works.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In this day and time, it'd take you a lot longer to tell them what you stand against and what you stand for anyway.
You're right. Amen.
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 So you give them a long list.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's an evil generation.
That's right.
This is an evil generation. Well, what are we going to do? What does this generation need? This generation needs a church to pattern itself after the first church, the early church, and the only church, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they preached Christ. And when they preached Christ, they heard this and they were pricked in their heart. And it brought conviction. And conviction brought conversion. Amen. And conversion brought membership. Hallelujah. I'm talking about dedicated folk. Hallelujah. I'm talking about faithful folk. I'm talking about folks bought with a price. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, it's right.
Can I say something while I'm here? And y'all will misunderstand this too, I guess. Oh, folks come this hour, it's good you come with them.
Sure.
It's good you come with them.
Sure.
Amen. But that don't do nothing else.
It's all it does.
Just come with them.
Right.
Yeah.
It's important. But it's
I mean, if the Holy Ghost got them down here, He'll get them through.
You're right.
And when He gets them through, He'll get them up.
You're
because
right.
The Bible said, let you work out your own soul for salvation with fear and trembling.
Right.
Amen.
You don't read them Romans 10? Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
I know it's a fact. I've seen folks saved that couldn't read.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I've seen folks saved that never heard it before.
That's
right.
The church is this generation needs. It needs a generation, just like the early generation, when it came in to a world of darkness and a world of wickedness and a world of ungodliness. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And need the gospel. And it needs to be the priest gospel. Y'all don't mind me saying that, do you?
Amen.
Y'all getting quiet on me. Y'all getting tense again. It needs to be the priest gospel.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something right here while I'm here. Amen. I'm not a patting myself on the back. Sometimes I feel like it. Sometimes I have to. But I'm not a pat myself. You go to have some kind of event or some kind of fellowship or some kind of something at the church, and you know the first thing the body of the church want to do, they want to omit the preaching.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't do away with the singing.
Right.
Don't do away with the fellowship.
Right.
Amen. Take the preaching time and do something else.
Right.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
God help us.
But they come out of that room out there, that upper room, and they come out there preaching. And the Bible said they continue to preach. Amen. And throughout the book of Acts, they was a preaching. You look in the book of Mark, they was a preaching. Jesus came a preaching. Amen. When it came of age, He was a preaching.
Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Yes, it's right.
Amen.
Yes, it's right.
And then after the preaching comes the praising.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now the church's function has got 3 points. In praising and preaching.
Right.
Amen.
You're right.
And that's it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, that's it.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Well, what about all these that's doing everything else? They're out of order.
Amen. That's it, preacher. Amen.
It's all right, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Amen.
I appreciate it. Amen.
Amen.
Preaching, that's the goal of the church. So the church ought to pattern itself after the church that was in the beginning. It just seems like now, in our days, the pattern of the early church, amen, is not good enough.
Right. God help us.
Amen.
God help us.
Not good enough. Well, the body of Christ, now I'm not talking about the local church, I'm talking about the body of Christ. Now the born-again believers, those that are sanctified, filled with the Spirit of God, set aside for the purpose, called according to the work of God, workers together therefore with God. That's the one time I'm talking about now. Amen.
Right.
God was good enough for Peter. Amen. God was good enough for Paul.
Right.
Amen. God was good enough for the apostles. Amen.
Yes.
I say He's good enough today.
You're right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, why ain't we winning a lot of people? Because you can't overcome all this other mess that's out there drawing them and attracting them in and seducing them to come back.
You're right.
Y'all do this. I'm
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
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 Until they get what we got, they're not going to come in here and listen to you preach no dress code.
Come on.
You're right.
Amen. Amen. They're going to go down yonder where they can live loose.
Right.
Right.
Hold hands in the back of the church and flirt with one another while the man of God's trying to preach.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Where they have singles parties.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Where they got matchmaking games.
Yes,
Amen. I'm a preacher tonight now. Amen. Amen. And we got to overcome all that. Amen.
Preaching right.
The devil's telling them that they're right and we're wrong.
Sure. Yes.
I mean, you wouldn't expect him to tell them nothing else.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Because he's got them going right where he wants them to go.
Right. Keep them there.
You're right.
Keep them empty.
Amen.
Keep them dry.
Go to the book of Ephesians for just a little while tonight. And say the book of Ephesians, the theme of the book of Ephesians is the church.
Sure. Right.
The body of Christ.
That's right.
And I'm going to run over there for just a few minutes now.
Preach, bro.
I didn't do me no good to look. I forgot what time I started.
Don't worry about it.
I looked. I don't remember what time I started. Amen. But I want to go to the book of Ephesians for just a few minutes now. I'm going to read a few verses of Scripture here. And you keep in mind that the theme of the book of Ephesians to the church at Ephesus is the church, the body of Christ. Each chapter in this book has a different message, amen, for the people of God. In chapter 1 through 6, he deals with the calling and the design and the position of the people of God. In chapter 4 through 6, he deals with the conduct and the duty as recipients of grace. Amen. In other words, how we are to pattern our life. How we are to pattern our life according to the position where we're in. Amen. Well, we've been placed in Christ and we are to pattern our life Christ-like. That's what a Christian is.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I like the terminology saved. Brother Toby's mentioned it a bunch of times tonight, talking about we're saved, and I appreciate that. And you got all the authority in this book by the blood of Jesus Christ to claim salvation by being saved.
Sure. Yes.
Amen. But I was saved. I'm being saved. And one day I will eternally be saved.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And I like that terminology. So I've been placed in Christ. And our position is in Christ. And our practice should be to practice our position.
Right.
I believe if you're a child of God, you ought to act like one.
Amen.
Amen. I believe you ought to look like one.
Amen.
I believe you ought to dress like one.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said that's your conviction. That's the Word of God.
Amen.
You ought to be Christ-like.
Amen.
You ought to be Christ-like.
Right.
You ought to be Christ. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God to the saints, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place. Verse 4, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Amen. I say, thank God, we ought to practice our position. Amen. The first thing I want to mention tonight, amen, is we ought to celebrate our blessings. Amen.
Amen.
We ought to celebrate our blessings.
Yes,
in other words, we ought to make much of it. Amen.
Amen.
It ain't no wonder you get happy.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Celebrate. Make much of it.
Right.
Today, this generation is celebrating everything else.
You're right.
Celebrating everything else.
Right.
Amen. But he said, we've been blessed of God. That word blessed means to eulogize. Eulogize means to speak well of. Amen. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, all my soul. Amen. Bless His holy name. Amen.
Amen.
All my soul. In other words, we ought to speak well of what God's done for us.
Amen.
He never done no harm to you, no how.
Amen.
Oh, I know conviction was a rough road.
Right.
How many will agree with me?
Yes, sir.
Conviction wasn't an easy trail.
Amen.
You couldn't sleep at night. You couldn't rest at night. You couldn't get along with nobody, especially yourself.
Amen.
Amen. You was a dying. You was a crushing inside. I'm talking about old time conviction. Amen. I'm talking about conviction that brings repentance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But all it is there for is
the history. Amen. And now mamas and daddies don't want to see their children weep.
God help.
They don't want you to preach fearful things.
God help us.
Amen. They don't want you to make them uneasy at night before they have to go in there and comfort them.
Yep.
Ain't that right?
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Brother James. Amen.
Amen.
We ought to celebrate our blessings.
That's right.
Amen. Secondly, we ought to communicate our blessings.
Amen.
Hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, what should he yet hope for? And we ought to celebrate our blessing, and we ought to communicate our blessing.
Amen.
What are you saying? I'm saying you ought to go down yonder today. Amen. I'll tell you what happened. We went out, when was it, Connie, here? One night, last week, probably on Wednesday night. Amen. After Bible study, we went out. Some of the church went out there to the restaurant to eat, and I ain't got nothing against that. Amen. We went out there to eat, and one of them said, "Brother Fred, would you ask the blessing?" I said, "Sure will." I cut into asking the blessing. I was thanking God for the church. I was thanking God for my friends. I was thanking God for saving me. I was thanking God for everything I could think of to save us. Amen. I thanked Him for the land. I asked Him to bless everybody. Amen. Asked Him to save that lost. Said amen. And the table over and stood up and went to applaud. I'm telling you, you'll run into somebody that likes it.
That's right. Amen. Right.
And when they ask me to pray, I pray where people can hear me.
Amen. Me too, preacher.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, I know silent prayers in the Bible, but I don't pray like Hannah prayed. Somebody said, "Are you like the Pharisees, and you pray where people can hear you?" Well, I guess you could say that if you wanted to.
Amen.
But I don't pray for the reason the Pharisees pray.
Right. Yes, sir.
I mean, they don't want to hear me for that reason. I want them to hear me because I want to communicate my blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then Lord, count them.
Right.
Now somebody said, "Preacher, you can't count your blessings." Well, I can't count them all, but I can count some of them. And I'm going to count some of yours if you're saved.
Amen.
First of all, God has chosen you.
Amen.
I'm going to say it's a blessing to be chosen.
Yes.
Amen. John 15 said, "For I have not chosen him, but he has chosen me." Amen. He has chosen you, and he has chosen us before the foundation of the world. And a little bit further on down, he said, "And he has predestinated us." In other words, that's to the saints of God. Amen. You've been translated from an old man to a new man. Thank God, and one day you're going to be translated from an old body to a new body. Amen. And predestinated. Let me say this while I'm here. What? Hallelujah. Predestination does not have one thing, one reference at all to a lost dying man.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Somebody said, "Well, I've heard that preached." Well, you heard a lie.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, you could have preached all night and not got on that. I might have could have, but I don't think I could have. Why now, preacher, don't you believe some's going to hell, some's going to heaven, and it's been out of way since the foundation of the world? No, I don't.
You,
I know some's going, some's going both ways. I know that. But it wasn't predestined that way.
That's right.
It's whosoever will.
Sure.
It's the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men.
Amen.
Amen. The same ones that die and go to hell be just like that evil generation in those days that were seeking after a sign and they refused the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ because those people at Nineveh will rise up and judge this generation because they repented at the preaching.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Preaching right.
And He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Right.
He's blessed us with material blessings.
Yes.
Somebody say, "Preacher, you think it's wrong to shout about that?" No.
No,
I sure don't.
Not at all.
Amen.
Not if you bless Him for it.
Right.
Amen.
He's blessed us with physical blessing. You think it's wrong to shout about that? No. Not if you bless Him for it.
Right.
Amen. Amen. He said, "Bless the Lord, all my soul."
Right.
Amen. Bless His holy name. All that's within me.
Amen, brother.
Right.
Bless His holy name.
That's right.
Amen. And that's good that you can be. And that one thing, reason it's good, you know where it come from.
Right. Amen.
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 You know where it come from.
Yes,
sir. The other good thing about it, if you don't have it, you can still bless His holy name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
But there's a step further than that. Just with all spiritual blessings. Not the temporal things that you can see, but the eternal things that you can only feel. And you can only see by faith. Amen. And those are ones you ought to get excited about. Those are ones you ought to celebrate. Those are ones you ought to communicate. Those are the ones you ought to count. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Those are the ones. That's what this generation needs.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's what this generation needs.
Yes, amen.
Amen. They need a church that totally honors God.
Amen.
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 Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Totally honors God.
Amen.
Totally honors God. Amen. Don't you want to be a part of that kind of group?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Don't you want to be a part of that kind of group? Yes. To the saints and to the faithful. That's who Paul was writing to.
That's right.
Sound like a body of Christ to me?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Sound like a body of Christ to me. And he was encouraging them and admonishing them
right.
to communicate,
amen.
To celebrate,
yes,
and to count and keep close accounts with God,
amen.
And honor God with everything, material, physical, but most of all, spiritual blessing.
Right.
Spiritual blessing. Spiritual blessing. Spiritual blessing. Amen. I'm glad of the choosing. Amen. I'm glad I'm an heir. I'm glad I'm a son. I'm glad I'm in the family of God. Amen. Verses 4 through 6 tells us we was in the plan of God. He included us.
Yes, sir.
He included us. He included me and you. Verses 6 tells us we've been accepted in the blood. Somebody said, how you know that? Well, I know I accepted Him. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. He accepted Him. And I want to tell you something else. He became our high priest. And I'll be done here in a few more 30 minutes or so. Amen. And He accepted Him. And the reason I know He accepted Him is back in the days of the priesthood of Aaron, when he'd go into the Holy of Holies, and when he'd go into the place for the atonement, the people would stand outside in anxiety, amen, anxious to wait to see if He reappeared.
What?
Because if He reappeared, they knew that God had accepted the sacrifice
what?
For their sins what? That He had dealt. Well, thank God, amen. And when Mary went to the tomb after the death of Jesus Christ, amen, they couldn't find Him there. Amen. But she did run into it. What are you saying? I'm a son. From that point, when He had not ascended, when He wouldn't let her touch Him until He did, when He told Thomas to reach into thy finger, He ascended, thank God, back to the Father. And God sent Him back for 40 days. And let me and you know that He accepted the sacrifice of His only begotten Son. Amen. And through that we have.
Hallelujah.
Through that we have a forgiveness of sin. And I'm not looking for a sign anymore.
Amen.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God.
Right.
And it's by faith I believe every word of it.
That's right.
Amen. And I know He lives simply because He lives in my soul.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad the evidence of the Word of God, how great it is not only the evidence that I have the evidence of Him in me.
Amen.
And I know I've been accepted in Him.
Yes, sir.
Because He accepted Him.
Sure.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, we ought to count Him.
Amen.
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 We ought to count Him.
Yes, sir.
We ought to count Him. Amen. Verse 7 tells us we've had redemption through His blood. The forgiveness of sins. In other words, He bought us back.
That's right.
Amen. Verses 8 through 12 gives us wisdom. Amen. Verses 13 lets us know who to trust. Amen. Amen. Verses 14, there's that earnest He's talking about a while ago.
Yes, sir.
How many knows anything? I know some of you do. Some of this generation might not. Elderly folks used to deal. Amen. If they come up on a bargain or something, if they wanted to trade land or trade animals or anything like that, this one would give him some earnest money.
Right.
That was saying I'm serious about it.
Right.
When God has filled us with the earnest of His Spirit. Yes. That is the pledge that we have been bought with a price.
Right.
That is the pledge that we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That is a token that lets us know that He's not going to back out. He's serious about it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
A lot of folks can't enjoy it because they ain't got it.
Amen.
And a lot of folks can't enjoy it that have got it because they don't know what they got.
Right.
Right. This is just the first
Amen.
Moment.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
And that seal indicates a mark. That seal indicates possession.
Yeah.
That seal indicates a purchase.
Yeah.
You know what really wound me up here a while back when I figured out this and how about it? Amen. When He bought me and He purchased me, you know what that made Him? Responsible for me. Amen.
Right.
I'm His. I'm His child. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm His son.
Yeah.
Thanks be unto God.
Yeah.
I'm just counting her blessings.
Yes.
I'm just counting her blessings.
Yes.
I'm just counting her blessings.
Amen.
I'm proud of my heritage. Y'all don't know my mom and daddy. Never met them. I don't get where you might have met them. They come to church with me some quite often. But of course, that was up yonder and y'all over here. Amen. We're in two different worlds, I guess. But anyway, amen. I'm proud of my heritage. It's who I am. Amen.
Yeah.
But when I got a hold of God and I got in the family of God, it made me forsake mom and daddy.
Yes.
It made me forsake wife and son and daughter.
Yes, yes, right.
I didn't forget about them.
Yeah,
I right. didn't neglect them.
Right.
Amen. He just became number one.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
Well,
he just became number one.
Yes, sir.
I'm just counting my blessings.
Amen.
Amen. In this evil generation, what are we going to offer? What are we going to offer them? We ought to offer them the true church.
Amen.
I believe we ought to offer them the light of the gospel.
Yes.
They're in darkness. They don't need to be pondered further in darkness.
You're right.
Amen.
Right.
They need... Amen. They need light. Well, preacher, what are we going to do while we're in this evil generation? I don't know what you're going to do. Amen. I cast my anchor up here years ago. Amen. And it landed on a rock. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And it was promised by an oath. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
He's sure and steadfast.
Yes.
And the world may pass away, and the elements thereof, and the things
Amen.
Therein, but this Word of God will never pass away,
Amen.
And this Word is Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Right.
And I'm anchored in Him.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And my anchor's sure.
Sure.
He's steadfast.
Amen.
Sure. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
No.
It's got everything to do with Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Anchor,
well, how do you use your anchor, preacher? Well, I don't know how you use yours. I use mine for stability.
Right.
That's one reason I can't change. I'm anchored.
That's right.
That's one reason I can't get drifted away in every wind and doctrine that comes
yes.
along. I'm anchored.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's one reason I don't waver and sway around too much.
You're right.
I'm anchored.
Amen.
I know a
Amen.
Lot of preachers, when they change when they change churches, they change Bibles.
You're right.
About right. About right.
Well, I'll be through here in just a few minutes, Pastor Hill. I'm not trying to get on to y'all at all. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. Amen. I'm trying to help you in this evil generation. They need what they had in the generations before.
You're right.
Amen.
Everything's changed. I know that. And I know my convictions is outdated. I've been told that. Amen. I've been told that. I've been told that. Helping folks. Against doing things for folks. Amen.
Amen.
My church, you know, y'all go out there and invite somebody, and you find the one that's the lowest, the dirtiest, the filthiest, the rottenest, the low downest you can find. You bring them to church. That's the ones I want to preach to.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's my wife. Ask her.
Amen.
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 That's the ones I want to preach to.
Amen.
They're the ones that need the light of the gospel.
Right.
Hmm? We've been blessed. So blessed. I was going to preach on So Blessed last night. I got pretty close to it tonight. I've been blessed.
Hey.
I'm trying to share my blessing.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
This generation. This generation. Preacher, are you condemning this generation? No, sir. No. He that believeth not is condemned already.
That's right.
You're right.
It's not up to me to condemn them.
Amen.
Just preach.
Amen.
Just preach, son. Just preach. They won't lack it. That don't exempt you from preaching it.
That's right.
They won't have it. That don't exempt you from preaching it.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, how long?
Amen.
Oh, Lord, how long?
That's another message. Amen. How long? It's been a joy for me to be here this week. I kind of knew what to expect when I come. Amen. I mean, I did. A lot of places to go, I ain't got no idea.
Yeah.
I'm a strange preacher in a strange place, and they think strange things. Amen.
Right.
Amen. But I kind of knew what to expect when I got here.
Yes,
I mean, I didn't know if a meeting would break out or not. I was hoping it would. I knew it had the potential to. You know, you don't never know.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And I don't pre-plan my messages.
Right.
I didn't have one for Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night.
Amen.
I just get them as they come.
Right.
I'm just like that old preacher that boy asked. He's been preaching for years and years and years, and that young preacher asked him, said, when did you say God called you to preach? And that old preacher been preaching about 6 years, looked at him and said, this morning. Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
That's
right. Amen.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that I was here this week. I hope I've helped you and encouraged you in some way, strengthened you in some way.
Yes,
amen. Give you something to hang on some way.
Amen.
Amen. Give you another reason just dig in just a little further.
Hey.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Preacher, will we ever be accepted? No.
Don't
no. No. The world hated you because it hated him.
Right.
Amen. Amen. But he came to save the world.
That's right.
The very one that hates you.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right, preacher.
The very one that condemned you. The very one that crucified you. Them. He came to save.
That's right. Amen.
And we're not losing.
No, sir. No, sir.
We got victory at Calvary. Thanks be unto God. Who read that? Thanks be unto God which gives us the victory.
That's right.
Amen. We're not a defeated people. We may be the smaller number. God always likes small numbers anyway.
You're right.
He didn't love Israel because it's big. Weak and small. Amen. And we are nothing without Him. Nothing without Him. And I'm not looking for another way to evangelize the world.
That's right, no.
I'm not looking for another way. I'm not going to accept another way.
That's right.
Amen. Somebody said, preacher, you're going to run out of a place to preach. I might do it. Amen. I might do it. Amen. Hey, if it gets that bad, they'll probably have to bar me from the streets is all I know. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, in this world needs a church that patterns itself after the only church there is.
Amen.
And the only way they'll know that we're here, is for us to celebrate our blessing, communicate our blessing,
that's right,
and let them know that we're here for them.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
We're here for them.
Amen.
Well, I'm through.
That's great.
Amen. I'm through. But I sure do appreciate you. Appreciate these young men, Brother Toby. Amen. I'm kind of envious of you, I guess. I don't know. May not be. May not ought to be. I'm over yonder right by myself. Amen. I get funerals and stuff. I ain't got nobody to fill in with. I have to call somebody, you know. Some of these boys do for me sometimes, and I appreciate that. Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Don't you ever let jealousy get among you.
Amen.
Don't you allow it to come
Amen.
In.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
You always be an humble person and always prefer your brethren.
Right.
And then when God gives you the nudge, amen, you just nudge it and go right on.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right.
That's right, brother.
Well, I guess you can come get a song ready. Amen. There may be somebody here lost. I don't know your heart. You may have been here all week lost. Amen. And I know when you look around the world and you see the world the way the devil wants to see you, wants you to see it, you know, it looks inviting. It looks pleasurable. Amen. And it looks welcoming. It looks like a welcome sight. Well, there's danger in the world.
You're right.
There's death in the world.
You're right.
Amen. And it'll kill you.
Amen.
It'll kill you.
Amen.
Amen. Not only that, you'll die and spend eternity in hell. Simply rise up in this generation. Boy, that generation of Jonah. Amen. It just seemed like maybe all things that's going on down in Nineveh. Boy, it seemed like a rough crowd, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
But they repented at the preaching of Nineveh.
That's right.
Amen. They repented. And that queen come from a far country.
Yes.
Just to see how God blessed Solomon.
Right.
Yeah. Just see if it's real or not.
That's right.
Amen. Well, you know, if it gets real enough, some of them will come in just to see if it's real.
Amen.
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 Just see if it's real. We had some folks join our church, Brother Toby. Blessed folks. Just a friend, Mama, 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe. Better come in and they'd got dissatisfied where they's at. They just wasn't getting fed. They was old-timey folk, you know. And the church had... They didn't leave the church. The church kind of left them. And they had prayed about it and prayed about it and prayed about it. And I believe with all my heart the way they said it was, because it's just too real not to be. But anyway, they just decided that they'd just start visiting somewhere, Brother C.L. said it just looked like they were just going to... To get what they needed spiritually, they're just going to have to look like going to have to get out and look for it. And you're going to think I'm patting myself on the back, but I'm not. I'm just making a statement. Trying to paint an illustration. Just happened to be a good personal illustration. And they came one Sunday morning to the church where I'm pastoring at. They came back that Sunday night. They came Wednesday night for Bible study. The next Sunday morning, they got up and they asked each other, and they said, "Where are we going?" And they looked at each other, and her wife said, both of them smiled about the same time. She said, "I thought we need to go back to Mount Sinai." He said, "I do too." And they never went anywhere else. And they joined her church a few weeks ago. And I believe it was last Sunday I was preaching, she got shouting. Amen. He got to crying. Amen. Amen. And I was preaching on, "Fill my vessel, Lord, one more time." Amen. And that before I known about all this happened. And he did. Amen.
Hey.
And he filled hers, and she was a shouting. And I looked at him, and he's so full, he's a running over. Amen. And I looked around, seemed like everybody was pretty happy. Of course, I got some, you know. Amen. You pour water on them, they wouldn't get wet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once you get a taste of it,
yeah.
Well, nothing
right,
else satisfies you.
Amen. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Hey!
Once you get a taste of it, you get weaned on sheep food, you'll always want sheep food.
Right.
Amen.
Hey.
Well, I was going to hush a while ago, wasn't I? Y'all had y'all's time. Let me have mine. I'm enjoying myself.
Hey.
Amen. Hey. Amen. Amen. I was raised like this. I remember when them old preachers would preach and they'd slang, sweat three pews, and, you know, go on. Hey, man, I didn't realize, I didn't know there was nothing else when I was a kid. Did you? I didn't know there was nothing else. I thought everybody went to church like that.
That's right.
I did. I thought that's the way it was.
Still wish they did.
Amen. Since I've been a preaching, I've been running revival meetings. Some, and the church had just froze to death and cold. Wasn't no move of God, wasn't no power, just a form.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Before the week was off, I understand that they had a 6'3" pastor behind the pulpit. Amen. Just the ice just froze over. Amen.
Yeah.
I understood that. I'm going to tell you something. The church will reflect the pastor.
You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
So it's not only an honor to be a pastor, it's a great responsibility.
Huge.
Yes.
Because you're not the shepherd. You're the under-shepherd. You're not the owner. You're just the overseer. Amen?
Right.
You're just the one seeing it.
Right.
And if you want a spiritual church, you just might as well get you a spiritual pastor.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
And I never will forget. My wife, bless her heart, I don't know if Brother C.O. does you like I do her or not. I love her to death. She's my companion. Every once in a while I've said things, looked at her, and if it had been possible, she'd got on the pew. But I preached a meeting one week, and I'm talking about, boy, it's dead. It's dead.
Yeah.
And I done this. I said, "How many of y'all wants to be a member of a lively church?" And everybody's hands went up. And I said, "Well, y'all better go join one because this one's dead." Amen? Man?
Yeah.
I like it,
brother. The only thing she ever said was, "I can't believe you said that." Amen? Amen. Y'all believe that, don't you? I'm not going to hang out around dead folks. I'm not going to hang out around dead, and I'm not going to wait till it starts stinking to know it's dead.
Right?
Amen. Amen.